Chapter A Frame and a Flash.
Doesn't everyone look fabulous?
Rarity beamed as her fellow Equestria girls, Rainbow Dash, Fluttershy, Pinkie Pie, Applejack and Twilight Sparkle, strutted down the hallway in their new accessories. Everyone they passed was also wearing the ears and tails. It was just like freshman year again.
It was a great idea, Rarity,
agreed Twilight. Sunset Shimmer came up behind them, smiling. She made a point to bump into Applejack as she passed by. Applejack frowned. Don't know what she's smiling about. Twilight's the one who's going to be Princess of the Fall Formal.
Yeah, she is,
Rainbow cheered as she high-fived Applejack.
Is she going to Principal Celestia's office?
Fluttershy observed.
Oh, no.
Sunset Shimmer knocked on the office door, a wicked look in her eye. She was definitely up to no good. The door opened and Vice Principal Luna was there. She looked down at Sunset, concerned. Sunset frowned dramatically.
Vice Principal Luna, something terrible has happened. The dance is ruined.
She threw her hand up to her forehead like she was about to faint from the shock of it all. Rainbow Dash scoffed.
What do you mean, Sunset Shimmer?
Vice Principal Luna asked. It was obvious that she didn't entirely trust the girl either.
You don't believe me. Come and see for yourself.
She shot Twilight a triumphant look.
All the decorations are totally ruined.
Pinkie Pie's face fell.
What?
Pinkie had been working on the decorations for days and days. Sunset had to be bluffing. There was no way she was that evil. Vice Principal Luna sighed and motioned for Sunset to lead the way to the gym. The girls all followed. It was evident from the front entrance of the gym that something was wrong. The banner that used to read Canterlot Fall Formal had been torn down and lay on the floor in tatters. Pinkie gasped in horror. But the worst was yet to come. A smirk danced on the corners of Sunset Shimmer's mouth as she pushed open the gym doors. Inside, everything looked terrible. The balloons had all been popped and the streamers ripped down. The tables were overturned and all the cases of fizzy cider had been smashed across the floor. Pinkie whimpered in despair. She tried to pinch her own arm to make sure she wasn't dreaming. It couldn't be true.
Isn't this just awful? And after Pinkie Pie worked so hard to make things perfect,
Sunset Shimmer batted her eyelashes innocently.
Why would Twilight Sparkle do something like this?
Twilight's stomach churned.
Of course this was Sunset's plan, to pin a crime on her so she couldn't run for princess. It was really sneaky.
Twilight Sparkle, why would you think Twilight was responsible for something like this?
Vice Principal Luna looked to Twilight, unconvinced.
Because I have proof,
Sunset snapped. She stepped forward and handed a stack of papers to Vice Principal Luna, who inspected them. Luna took a deep breath and turned to Twilight. She looked concerned.
I think you both had better come to my office.
5 minutes later, Twilight and Sunset sat across from Vice Principal Luna. A series of photographs was spread across the desk. Sunset wore a smug expression, but every time Luna looked up, Sunset would make a big show of frowning. It was so transparent.
This is clearly you in the photographs, is it not?
Vice Principal Luna said, passing Twilight a photo. She couldn't believe what she saw. The photo had been made to look like Twilight was kicking over a table in the gym. Bottles of fizzy cider were flying through the air and everything around her was trashed.
But how? Yes, it's me, but I didn't do this, Twilight exclaimed.
Photographs don't lie, Twilight, Luna said. But as the chief disciplinarian at this school, I have learned that students do, especially when they get caught red-handed.
Luna shook her head, disappointed.
I think it should be fairly obvious that the school cannot let someone who would do something like this compete for the full formal crown.
Twilight slumped down in her chair. She was starting to think she'd underestimated her rival. This was exactly what Sunset Shimmer wanted. It was the second time in the span of 2 days that she'd undercut Twilight's campaign for Princess. What was a girl to do now? She had to get the crown and leave through the portal tonight. Suddenly, the door burst open. It was Flash Sentry.
Vice Principal Luna, I found these in a trash can in the library. Thought you should see them.
He shot Sunset Shimmer a dirty look and handed a set of photos over to Luna. The expression on her face changed instantly.
What are they?
Snarled Sunset. She craned her neck to get a look.
They are proof that someone was trying to frame Twilight Sparkle, said Luna.
She held up a photo of Twilight kicking a soccer ball. It was identical to the one of her kicking over the table.
Someone must have combined these photos of her playing soccer with pictures of the gym.
Sunset feigned shock.
Oh, really? That's terrible.
Vice Principal Luna stood. I appreciate you bringing this to my attention, Flash.
She nodded at Twilight.
In light of this new evidence, you may, of course, continue your bid to be crowned the Princess of the Full Formal.
But she...
Sunset whined. Thank you. You have no idea how important this is to me. Twilight jumped up and threw her arms around Flash. He stumbled backward, laughing. Sunset Shimmer flipped her hair and stormed out of the office.
Flash Sentry shrugged. I wouldn't be much of a Cancelot Wonder Cult if I didn't try to prove your innocence, would I?
Twilight let go of him, flustered. What had gotten into her? She told herself it was just the excitement of him rescuing her.
Yes, that was it.
I have to go get ready for the dance, Twilight announced, smiling.
She made her way to the door. She realised she didn't have anything to wear and,
actually, I'm afraid enough damage has been done to the gym that we will have to postpone the dance until tomorrow night,
Luna said, interrupting Twilight's excited thoughts. She opened the office door.
If you'll excuse me.
Twilight, I was wondering...
Flash looked down at the floor.
If you aren't already going with somebody, want to go to the full formal with me tomorrow night?
Twilight suddenly felt very nervous.
That would be...
Wait, what? Flash had just asked her to the dance, but for tomorrow night.
By then the portal would be closed. By then she would be stuck here in this realm for 30 moons. By then every pony back in Equestria would be in danger without the elements of harmony to protect them.
No, no, no.
Twilight shook her head and dashed to the door, leaving Flash Sentry standing alone.
That'll be too late, Twilight shouted as she ran out into the hall.
It was bad enough that the dance was rescheduled, but to add insult to injury, Twilight had just totally ditched Flash. He had no idea what he'd done to offend her so badly.
One no would have been enough.